preferably the idea would be that two would be above Atlantic Boulevard, but it needed more people. So we had to come down here to pick up the people south of Atlantic Boulevard. And that also resulted in District 3 picking up the pieces it lost in the scenario one, plus some additional in what was at that time a council member in Council District 4. So those are the three scenarios that we played with, and I would expect that some of you have comments and scenarios you would like us to pitch, and collectively you may have ideas. I will say that this scenario violated one of the considerations that you asked us to do, and that we took an existing council member out of the district to present it. And I'll stand by for questions, sir.
Sorry, are you, Ms. Carco?
Sure. Yeah, I got a chance to review these maps prior to the meeting. I do have kind of a fundamental issue with a lot that I see. Well, not a lot, but one in particular that's represented on every map, a switch from District 3, where the northwest portion is being taken up and being replaced by that northeast being taken away and adding in the southwest. Can you point that out? Yeah. So I'm taking a community in the northeast that is very identifiable to District 4. You know, District 4 is the old south side. It's almost all multifamily homes. You know, I call it a working class district. We don't have a lot of fancy things other than the town center, but as far as the people who live there, we don't have private golf course communities, things like that. We're just a good old-fashioned working community, largely historic with a lot of my neighborhoods. So you take a big chunk of that out, and you replace it with basically all multifamily developments in the Bay Meadows, 95 Phillips Highway corridor. Just doesn't really identify with what I think District 4 is. So my proposal would be, if you look at that Bay Meadows part, can you point to it for me, Mr. Killingsworth? Yeah, swap that to the piece just east of that. Yeah, which is going to be Deerwood and the Deerwood, I forgot the name of the community to the north of that. It's off of Gate Parkway, Deer Meadows, or not Deer Creek, Deerwood. So it's adding Deerwood instead of the Bay Meadows 95 corridor.
And does population, I mean, I know doing this on the fly is.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the population-wise, but I told the council member for the district that we would come up with a scenario. Suspicion is, given the density of the road network and stuff, that there's probably, if it's not even, it's less geography, because this is all principally multifamily, so the density's higher.
Right.
So it may be less geography. It may be that you only have to come down to, what is that, Deerwood Boulevard there, from Bay Turner Brooklyn, from the outside. You may have to come down further, because this is commercial.
Mm-hmm. And then on the next map, if I could give my comments there, is that how you want to do? Just kind of round table through all the.
Sure.
So this was one that pushed.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just as a whole, not just my district, but as a whole, this map kind of disrupts a lot more of what we all perceive our districts to be. It takes, in the Mandarin and District 6, it takes, does that have the Bartram in there? Yeah, it adds Bartram to that, which, you know, that's across Julian Creek. It has the San Marco District, District 5, jumping all the way into what most would consider Mandarin. I went to Mandarin High, and it looks like that's diving all into the heart of the North Mandarin area. It takes me and 4 and pushes me out to St. Nicholas and areas that are kind of identifiable with, you know, a San Marco suburb. So it kind of disrupts the whole picture, in my opinion.
Okay, and recognizing Councilwoman Morgan's joined us, thank you. And school board member Coker has joined us. And I know you all stepped in a little late, but basically how we started this off with is stating that the these micro meetings between adjoining districts are probably the best way to go with, rather than having a big meeting and trying to solve it all once. If we can get adjacent districts to agree on things that, so Bill's probably got about four more micro meetings he's gonna try to put together. And of course, this is just a working meeting today. We're not voting on anything. We're just kind of seeing, kind of for the first time, what we've got and making comments. So thank you, Councilmember Carrico. Councilmember Ferraro?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did reach out with Mr. Killingsworth, and the area that I know that the committee tried to do is to keep it to where we didn't have active council members being in the same area. I know you and I are going to be termed out at the same time. So that wouldn't have anything to do with anything like that. But Ms. Morgan's area, which is Old Arlington, and then the East Arlington has always been kind of considered going all the way over towards Queens Harbor. You may not hear that. I hear that a lot from constituents and customers. It has a lot more of the same effect in, of the communities in that area, like Mr. Carrico talked about with the neighborhoods and how that was affected. So I was interested in trying to keep as much as a block going east. And I know with me and Mr. Killingsworth, we talked about it. I didn't get to look at really what the north side of the district was going to look like at this point. But on this part, the south end of our district, this was something I was interested in trying to have something that meshed together, I thought, a little bit better. I think you did a good job, Mr. Killingsworth. I wouldn't want your job.
Can I ask a question, Mr.
Ferraro? Yeah, please.
I just have a question for Mr. Ferraro. Just my personal bias, I don't care if we cross rivers. I've got an intercoastal going all the way through my district, so I don't care about water and bridges. But that whole area north of the river, you've been representing for almost 8 years. The Black Hammock Island and all those places where all that development is happening, that so many of us have been up there. I mean, it seems like they're just being kind of left behind in this. Why not just keep them part of two and have the rep who's there kind of look out for these similar neighborhoods north and south of the river there? I'm just asking.
So I didn't have a problem with it crossing the river. I think that was the task of the committee that said that they didn't want it crossing the river. And this is – so I have never had heartburn of it crossing the river. Actually, to me, it works well. So I really don't have a problem to answer your question.
Okay.
So when I looked at it of how it was carved out, I just – didn't think it really fit. So,
please.
The issue is going to be that because of the population difference on this side, is we can still cross the river, but we're only going to need to pick up a small subset of what Mr. Ferraro's district used to be north of the river. That's certainly, we're willing to, you guys give us the direction. To figure out a scenario that makes it work. But I think that was the deciding part is there would be a remnant left over there. Did it make more sense to have it all in one place?
And Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind me adding,
yeah.
To Mr. Diamond's point when you were talking about keeping the areas together, I know that the north part of my district has always asked me when redistricting happened how they wanted Ocean Way to be part of it, where it was kind of divided in half, to where what ended up happening in Springfield, which is, it's not bad, it's just two different types of living. It doesn't really work with the Ocean Way area. So the Ocean Way and the Black Hammock Island and all that was, they were asking if when redistricting happened, if we could kind of join it instead of splitting it like it was. So If it is going to be split, that was something I'd be interested in looking at, and I haven't really seen anything on the north side of what's going to happen yet.
Thank you. And since this one impacts District 3 a lot, I'm not favorable of this scenario because I will tell you, those areas, what I've got is pretty homogeneous in carving out a huge section of that. And I'm just curious, Mr. Killingsworth, I mean, I haven't looked at population maps, but certainly to the north of the river there is a lot of low-lying lands, and I got to believe the population's not that intense across the northern part of right across the river.
Right,
yeah, in there.
The river, when you get over
here, right. Okay. Mr. Diamond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And again, thank you, Mr. Killingsworth, for all the hard work. And thank you, Mr. Holland, who I know also did a bunch of work before this. District 13 looks pretty much the same. My community is going to be thrilled so long as the beaches are all together. So that's kind of my job is done. I'll check the box. Just on other issues while we're looking at it, and this is mostly through having spent time running around on LUZ, I do care about that. I know you do too, Councilman Ferrer. That Black Hammock Island and everything kind of east of Boney Road and Heckscher, all that seems a lot like two in my brain, but I'll leave that to y'all to decide. I do support Councilman Carrico's idea on the neighborhoods that he mentioned, so I would be fully in support of what he suggested for his district. The only other wrinkle here on this one is I really think that what Councilman Becton's map looked like was disruptive, to say the least. It did a lot of moving pieces, and I'm just not sure what the purpose of it was. But I know for sure that I think Bartram and that community fits perfectly well with the other south of JTB communities. In fact, all the people I know there are expecting to be in 11. I just don't see the logic of lumping them in with like Old Mandarin. So I do think that I prefer the original map that includes Bartram along with District 11. But again, my district is whole. I'm going to be here as a annoying interloper so long as 13 is what it is. Can we renumber it, though? I'm a little tired of being District 13. Ready to be District 1.
No.
Don't worry, the new East Arlington and West Arlington district. I'm teasing. All right, that's my two cents, sir. And again, I'm not sure why. Perhaps the chair can explain, but if you'd like, but I just, to me, it's like crossing rivers, no big deal. We've done it in the past. In fact, the original districts crossed the river back 50 years ago. Mine crosses the intercoastal. Two has always crossed the river and the intercoastal. So to me, it's fine.
Yeah, and certainly I realize my district was a logical one to feed your district.
Thank you.
So I don't like giving up my San Pablo neighborhoods, but I pretty much knew that's where it makes sense to take from, and kind of along that, Councilmember Ferrero, is that's one of the reasons why I want to keep that other northern district, because I'm already getting chunked out on that side. Because
where are you talking about?
Right along San Pablo Road. So many years past, everything to the west of the intercoastal was kind of part of the same district. And in the last redistricting, we lost the area. I say we, my district lost the area to the east of San Pablo down the Isle of Palms area, at the very bottom of the purple Mr. Diamond's district. And now simply so I have one side of San Pablo in my district, the other side of San Pablo not. Now what this does is pretty much takes all of one side of San Pablo, north and south, and moves it over to the beaches. So that's I knew where you're going to steal from, because it makes no sense to take it from anywhere else. I'm actually kind of fine with that map as the first one's drawn. So I recognize Council Member Morgan.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Bowman. I appreciate it. I did have a chance to speak with Mr. Killingsworth on District 1, which abuts to District 2, and it abuts to District 4. And what I'm looking at is just where we're possibly looking at pulling more of my Regency area into District 2, I propose drawing that line down Monument to Regency Square Boulevard, going over and picking up my library to keep the Regency Square Library in District 1, and then drawing the line all the way down to Atlantic. And what we're looking at is it should not have a population change, because those would not be populated areas. Those would be commercial areas. So, you know, if it were population, I would say I got to give it up, but it's commercial. So that was my suggestion when I talked with Mr. Killingsworth, is I think, because this is probably one of the few that stays compact with what we're doing.
Mr. Killingsworth, can you kind of illustrate with your hands what Ms. Morium was talking about?
Yes. So what Councilor was talking about is picking up basically this little area right in here and adding it back to her district. So it's all commercial. It's the mall and kind of the McDonald's.
You just want the movie theater. I got it.
So there's no population there unless we go further north. So it doesn't change the numbers. It just changes.
And that would be taking away from your proposal of whom? District 4?
Two. So we take away from 2.
2, okay.
But it takes geography, not people.
Not population.
Okay. Board Member Coker, you have any comments, questions?
Through the chair, I will say to Councilmember Morgan's standpoint that particular library is used for a number of community meetings and whatnot by Arlington residents, and there aren't as many options. So I understand her saying addressing that. To Councilmember Ferraro's point of the Black Hammock and that area, having now served it, also being so familiar with the student population. He's correct that it's a unique population that does, you know, that it makes sense to keep it together as well. I was trying to think in terms of schools and distribution of schools for city council members. I would love to take these maps back and double check and see what kind of shifts you all would see in terms of, doesn't look like any major high school issues or whatnot, but I do see some elementary shifts potentially for you all. And so I'd be happy to make sure that our ops department puts that together on some of those maps if y'all like.
Thank you. Obviously these maps are totally available to you. And I don't know how much work that is for your folks, but these lines are going to be moving pretty quickly, so I don't want them to spend hours and hours on something that's all for naught. Councilmember Ferraro, just question for you. I think what you're saying, what Mr. Diamond said, is that the sanctity and the guidance we gave Mr. Killingsworth of crossing the St. John's River is just not that big of a deal, and in this case, splits up a homogeneous like area. Is that what are you?
They're very different. They're very unique in themselves. Biggest thing with our district is we use a lot of gas. But you know, if we're trying to keep something similar, if we went east, there's more similarities going into your community than there is going south. On the north side, it's just completely another unique area. I mean, very, very dissimilar each side of the river. They're both very unique and different. But And that was the thing that I was talking with Mr. Killingsworth and the community, that if it was going to be to where you weren't going to cross the river, then going east would be the most, I thought, cohesive thing that would be similar in the district. I know you don't think that, but I mean, that was my point of view on it. But if it was crossing the river, I certainly don't have a problem with it. It's just they're just two different groups. I mean, it's more country, it's more wide, it's more open as you cross the river, but a lot of it has to do with being on the river. There's a lot of similarities there. You know, you take out Blunt Island and you take a lot of the commercial areas out, that pulls out a lot, but there's a lot of waterways and a lot of things that are unique to that area. But if this was going to happen, I'm not just looking at the south end of the river. The north part where it goes into Ocean Way is another big thing to look at. So,
I agree with everything Councilman Ferreira said, and I'm always a little touchy about talking about somebody else's district. I guess my point was, if the north part of 2 is not with 2, then we're looking at 7, and I can't think of places that are more dissimilar than downtown Jacksonville and Black Hammock Island. And so it's very, very different. So to me, it was like, if we keep it in 2, then you've got someone who is hopefully going across the river and seeing it. But I agree on Ocean Way, and maybe so we haven't seen what the north map looks like, but maybe there's a way of making 7 and 2 make some sense so that neighborhoods that are similar are lumped together and people feel like they have representation that's right there.
I agree with you. I think that's a good comment. And I spent a lot of time up there, so I know exactly what you're talking about. I guess my question to you, Mr. Killingsworth, is, I mean, this is obviously that those boxes worked based on population. If you pulled back in north of the river back into 2 and just made it not quite as broad, are you going to be able to play with the population numbers of adding back in?
Okay. Now, all of the districts are around 69,000 people, so we'll have to move the lines a little bit to beef them up. But the District 4 and District, these three districts actually, 1, 4, and 11, they all have to lose people either way.
And please, I don't want to dominate the conversation here, but for you, Mr. Diamond, I guess my thinking is you going across the river actually doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because yes, you can get across the river on the ferry when the ferry's operational, but otherwise, for you to get from the northern part of south of the St. John's to the southern part north of the St. John's, I mean, that's a 45, 50 minute drive. So it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me, unless you tell me that you think it's a great idea.
Nope, I agree with everything you just said. I'll say this, though, from now having represented half of San Pablo Road East, is that the main issues there are dredges. And so, you know, I don't mind being the dredges councilman who's just kind of becomes an expert, and whoever takes my seat one day will also have to do that. And it's just one of the quirks of the district, is that you're representing the intercoastal neighborhoods, and so you just kind of get good at it. So that's fine by me.
Yeah, I think what Mr. Carrico said made a lot of sense to me as well. That what I know about what you just said seems so. We can work on that. Sure. We can take a look at 2 pulling back in north of the river. The changes, I think, yes, you have met with Councilwoman Cumber, but I mean, there were virtually no changes proposed for her, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So hopefully that She wasn't looking for big changes. I don't expect she'll have too much problems with that, but I don't want to speak for her. Yes, Mr. Carrico.
My esteemed colleagues to the right both made some points that resonated with me on my request to kind of shift from that Bay Meadows area to the Deerwood area. First, if I give up that northeast, I'll lose Sandalwood High School, which is the only high school I have in District 4. So if I pick up the Deerwood area and going south, I'd add Atlantic Coast, I believe. It's right there on that. Yeah, so I would lose a high school, gain a high school, which would probably be important to the school board member. And another point is I don't have a library in my district. I might be the only one that doesn't have a library. So if I go south on that Deerwood angle, I would pick up the Deerwood Library in my district, and that would be a big win. I don't know if Becton has any other libraries other than that one. I don't know if that would leave him in a spot where he doesn't have a library or a high school, but at least wanted to point out those observations.
Do you mind, Mr. Chair? Yeah, and that's a big deal because we don't have a library in our district. We're going to be getting one on the north side, but as Ms. Morgan said about trying to keep that library in her area, and one of the reasons that's really important is when we have community meetings, it's a real problem. So there are times where we have meetings for Black Hammock Island, but Cedar Point, where we have to go over into District 7 to have a meeting because we're not able to use the school and we don't have any city buildings to use. So the Oceanway Center is something we've had to use, which is, and the problem that you have there is when you're having a community meeting, nobody's from the community that in the place that you're having the meeting. So we've had that numerous times in our area, which has been a real challenge. And with all the development that's gone on, you really don't get people to follow in where they want to because, you know, they for somehow think when you're going to a meeting outside their area that it's really not that important or can help them. And that's been a real challenge. And usually don't hear about that until after everything's passed and moved forward. And so the city buildings or parks, because that's a lot of things that we've been doing is having community meetings at parks. And we've been rained out and storms, as you see every day we're having. So it's been a real challenge to do these. So we don't have a high school or a library in our area. And if Ms. Morgan's went into this and we didn't have District 2 cross both sides of the river, District 2 still would be without a library. So.
Yeah, and thank you, Ms. Farrow. And that's one thing I didn't talk about, your east-west design is I'm already losing Alamakani, then I'd lose Abbess, I'd lose all of my schools. I think I'd have Chet's Creek, and I'd have one school left in my entire district. So that was the other thing played. I talked about the community factor. So, all right, any other guidance, closing comments? Well, you get to close it out, Mr. Killingsworth, so yes.
So what I think I heard was you'd like to see a scenario that's based off of this, but trying to include what Councilmember Morgan wanted for one, and then swapping out this section of Council District 11 for this section of Council District 11, and that's a different scenario. And then another scenario in which we try to capture people north of the river for two, and then see what it does down here. Is that anything besides those two?
Do you mind?
No, please.
So I was interested in District 2 going west if we weren't crossing the river. If we're still going to be using that scenario of crossing it, then I understand that because a lot of those things will happen as far as libraries and some of the buildings that hopefully will be going up soon. But that was some of my reasonings for going east on there. So I wouldn't be really interested in just crossing the river if it's not really encompassing most of the stuff that we've already been able to work with. Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying?
Yes. What I don't know is how far, because most of the things you're talking about are on the western border, so I don't know how far west
right.
we can get that.
And that, I'll just have to play with it. That's what makes it challenging for me, is because I'm really only looking at half of what I represent. And then it makes it real difficult to say that's where I want to go when I don't know what the other part of the pie is doing.
Okay, Ms. Killingsworth.
So those are, I'll come back with those scenarios. And,
okay.
I can have those prepared for when we have the global meeting.
Okay.
Kind of in the same stage where they've looked at different scenarios, they've made recommendations on how to modify those, and then everybody would be looking at the whole county as a second or maybe third iteration.
That's great. So let me know your ability to have some of these other micro meetings, and then if you want to maintain or delay next week's meeting, and we'll get a notice out if we need to delay. And certainly use Carol as well to help corner ECAs and council members and try to get them to make themselves available so you can meet with them. And with that, I don't think unless anybody's got any closing comments, well, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for meeting and all the individual research you've done on this. And I can't say enough good things about the product you're giving us. Yes, Mr. Diamond?
I'm just so excited Mr. Killingsworth's salary doubles for all this extra work.
Mr. Diamond?
The option of the plan.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Diamond, how would you like to lose all your beach areas? That's what we're doing on ours.
Negatory.
Yes, yeah, so now you know how I feel.
That's a good point. All right, you all have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Thank you.
You've got as much beach as I got, almost. They're talking about pulling the whole thing.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, there's no bars there.
That's why when you always say the beaches are the best, that's why I always agree with you.
You should.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks for being there, Councilman.